A senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Kumi Ansakwe, says the recent intra- and inter-party violence in the country's political dispensation calls for a total review of security arrangements for political parties in this year's elections. Citing the recent Atebubu political tension, Dr. Ansakwe said the police must step up provision of security for political parties and individual politicians as election day approaches. He said this on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed security protection for presidential candidates.
The point to make is that in spite of the good efforts they have made, any observer of the Ghana political scene would see that there is a growing trend of intra-party violence in Africa dispensation. Within the political parties themselves, they are being violent to each other. The case in point is what happened in Atebubu yesterday. And apart from intra-party violence, there is also the case of inter-party violence. And it seems that on a few occasions, the police have been overtaken by some of these events. So yes, the police have done very well, and they are doing very well. And I don't have any grounds to question their professional integrity. But having said that, the point should be made that it seems things are getting a bit overwhelming, and there is the need to take a special look at this whole issue of security. I certainly share the viewpoint that it is the police's duty to actually provide security for everybody, but there is also the point to be made, a case to be made for giving extra security to worker leaders. Let's not forget that these are leaders, not mere followers or masters. They represent interests, they represent groupings, and they're in the public eye.
But they're also representing the followers. They're also representing the masses.
Yes.
It's the masses who will put them into that leadership position.
Yes, but them having been put there, they provide, they are very, very critical. Because an attack on an individual is an attack on an individual. An attack on a political leader is an attack on a whole spectrum of interests, not just one individual. So they're in a check category. And I think every political dispensation must take note of that special security risk. I mean, it's very, very serious because he does represent a certain following in the political spectrum. And again, it's also an attack on the state because it exposes the state to be weak, incapable, and all that. So I think there is a case to give them special protection. But having made that point, I must say that we must recognize the effort the police have made as chief has actually said that to you.
That was a senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Kuma Ansakwe. The commanding officer of the formed police unit, Chief Superintendent Nah Hamza Yakubu, said the police will maintain professionalism and neutrality in ensuring security for politicians in this year's elections. He said to ensure neutrality, politicians themselves will be allowed to choose their own officers from the police service to give them protection. He said the selected officers will be given special training to ensure that they do their work professionally. Chief Superintendent Yakubu appealed to politicians and political parties to collaborate with the police to ensure successful election.
Well, we expect absolute cooperation between us and the political parties. Normally, it is not our practice to say you make a choice, especially in such situations. So we expect that they would, in all honesty, select police officers who are going to exhibit the highest level of professionalism. After they have selected them, we are going to give them special training. We are going to give them special training.
That means you give the policemen special training?
Yes, those that will be selected. So that's why we are even taking off so early. Choose your people. Let us have their details. We invite them. Give them special training and what we know would make them effective, and then we are sure that they are going to deliver. That is exactly what we intend doing. In fact, I even forgot to mention one thing. After 2012 elections, Honorable Dr. Hassan Ayarga
of the MP of the PNC,
kept his security detail for 4 months after January 7th.
Because
I believe that it has something to do with his cough that cropped up during the presidential debate. And so everywhere that he went, he was always being accosted.
And you allowed that to happen? You, as in the Ghana Police Service, allowing that to happen?
No, it's normal. He's a citizen of this country. It isn't just because he was a presidential candidate, but I'm only linking it up because that thing was done, and following which, after the aftermath of everything, there were still threats. And so there was a need to make sure that the man was secured until we had assessed the situation and come to the conclusion that there was no threat.
What happens if the policeman you sent to that presidential candidate happens to play second fiddle to the private security that's in charge of the presidential candidate?
Well, what we are going to do is to monitor closely. And in this case, I'm happy this has cropped up. We expect the presidential candidates and their running mates to be honest to themselves. They should be honest to themselves and know that it is a state responsibility. And so they should give us that due respect. They should not think that that's even why it is fine. We say you choose your own policemen, so that we don't detail policemen and then they start casting suspicions and all this around them. And so we expect them to be honest enough to acknowledge the fact that these are state operatives. Let them be the first line of security. And then if that fails, or if there is the need, the immediate need, whatever security you have around you would cooperate with the policemen, so we call for reinforcement.
The formed police unit chief superintendent Nahamza Yakubu, a security expert Dr. Festus Obing, cautioned the public to be, the police to be vigilant and be adequately resourced with the right security knowledge in dealing with political issues. He said the right number of police personnel should be provided to diffuse tension or security threat that may arise at any part of the country.
In terms of adequacy, I think the police service should look at the number of people or the number of personnel that they are deployed to guide this presidential candidate. Because if you take, for example, crowd control issues, for example, you can't detail 5 police personnel to go and do that.
Neither can you detail 15 people to do that.
Yeah. And so
but neither can you also detail 15 people to do crowd control.
Yeah. So you need to look at the adequacy in terms of the number of personnel.
So you're calling for more than one, more than two, like 24 presidential?
Not really. I mean, there can be special, you know, when you look at the task force, mm-hmm. for example, that is established, there are different categories. You have the static, you have the mobile, and then you have those who are on standby. I mean, if there's a need for any additional security to be provided for the candidates aside those who have been assigned at any point in time, I think, like he said, the police service should be able to do that. But their mere presence with the people, I think, with the presidential candidates, I think is very, very important in that respect.
All right.